AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You can exhale now. It looks as if the stock market will open higher this morning. China's stocks fell again today, though, 7.6%. Japanese stocks dropped too, but other Asian and European stocks bounced back. Beijing has just announced an interest rate cut as it tries to jumpstart its slowing economy. Now, what does all this mean to you? New York Stock Exchange trader Alan Valdez.
Overall, it's just bad news, but not news where we're going to go into a depression and people are going to be on the streets selling apples.
Americans we've talked to, like Samuel Miller in Atlanta, are putting their faith, if not their money, in the U.S. stock market.
It does look like it's going to be going down a little bit, but I'd say it's an okay time to buy. It's not a terrible time to buy, but I would wait a little bit longer before investing a little bit more.
This morning, French President François Hollande is again saluting the Americans and the Englishman who took down a heavily armed gunman on a train to Paris last week, saying without their courage, there could have been a massacre. He says France is committed to stopping Islamic militants, though he didn't elaborate. Australia and New Zealand now pitching in to help fight those wildfires in the west. Firefighter Kevin Ihaka from New Zealand couldn't believe it when he saw the fires. And the response.
The surprise for all of us is the size and the scale of things and just the amount of resource that's committed to these fires. All the resources in New Zealand wouldn't staff a very small fire here.
He talked in Boise, Idaho to KBOI-TV. Sad word from IndyCar officials. Driver Justin Wilson died from a head injury last night after that accident at Pocono Raceway. A piece of debris hit him. Justin Wilson was 37 years old. No known cure for dementia, but experts say the number of people around the world who have it will double. This is AP Radio News. Police in more than 20 cities are testing alternatives to bullets that are said to be less deadly. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
The blunt impact projectiles cause suspects excruciating pain but stop short of killing them, or at least that's the goal. Police have long had what they consider non-lethal weapons, including pepper spray, stun guns, and beanbag projectiles, but even they have caused deaths. A Massachusetts company, Micron Products, makes the new ammunition. They're much larger than rubber bullets and have silicone heads that expand and flatten on impact, enhancing the pain and incapacitating a suspect. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Americans are less happy with their cars and trucks than at any time in more than a decade, and it's largely because they're getting sick of dealing with recalls. That from the 2015 American Consumer Satisfaction Index. It's an annual survey that involved 4,300 consumers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.